kidding, buddy.
Rock and Roll Dandy von Me mit Even the Odd Ones Out. Also damit wollte ich sagen, das ist der Song von der letzten Platte. Und jetzt sind zwei Australier dieser Band bei mir im Studio, nämlich Josh und Luke. Der Rest der Band, das wollen wir gleich mal erfahren, was die machen. Ich sage erstmal herzlich willkommen. Welcome to Flux FM.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Where's the rest of the band?
Where are they?
They're downstairs.
They're downstairs setting up our band equipment for soundcheck.
Siehst du, denn heute Abend spielen sie auch für euch im Fluxbau bei uns im Keller direkt an der Spree, Fuhlstraße 5. Dort wird es eine Riesensause geben und ihr könnt diese tolle Band live erleben. Sie kommen eigentlich aus Australien, sind dann vor ein paar Jahren nach London gegangen, da haben sie ein Jahr gelebt und dann haben sie beschlossen, nee, jetzt geht's ab nach Berlin. So who decided to go to Berlin?
Who decided?
Yes.
We all did.
You all did together?
Yeah. We were living in London at the time and we traveled over to Europe a few times before and we heard there were some good things going on in Berlin. We'd been to Hamburg a couple of times. We really liked Germany. And then, you know, we got a bit of radio play. We're getting a bit of radio play and we just wanted to make a bit of a move into the European market, I guess. And we heard Berlin was a really cool city to live in.
And it turned out to be?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
most definitely.
Certainly did.
And now you live in Lichtenberg.
Mm-hmm. Right on the border of Lichtenberg and Friedrichshain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How do you like it?
Yeah, we love it. It's great.
Great. And you have your own studio there, I heard.
Yes, the studio is my bedroom.
Is it? Is it your house or what? Your apartment?
I wouldn't call it a house. It's an interesting space. There's lots of rehearsal rooms and studios and things like that. And there's a few people that live there as well. And yes, so we've got a big studio there and my bed's in the corner.
And when other people are rehearsing there as well, so it can be really loud at night?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, no complaints yet.
No,
so far so good.
Yeah, I mean we're loud, so we give it as much as we get it.
Yes,
and deaf, so it's fine.
Did you meet other interesting musicians there as well?
Yeah, loads, lots and lots of interesting musicians from all corners of the world as well. They're not all German. There's, I don't know, they're from every country.
Also eine Kreativzelle in Lichtenberg hat sich aufgetan. Dort haben sie ihr Studio. Da wohnt auch Luke. Der hat dort sein Bedroom sozusagen. Und dann, how big is it when the band can rehearse there in that studio?
It's big enough. Pretty big.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's big enough.
So when you go back now to Australia, because we play lots of bands from Australia, I have the feeling. Yes. Don't ask me about names. I'm not good with names, but sometimes I have the impression every second band is from Australia. You're happy to do your thing right now here, or do you think about going back someday to Australia?
One day we'll go back, but we're happy to just go where the work is, you know, or where it's been a really good year in Berlin because we've been able to write for our second album that we're planning to record and release to the middle or the end of this year. And it's been a really good creative place to be able to do that. So Berlin's been perfect for us. But I don't know, next year we might be in America or we might be back in Australia.
Yeah, or the Bermudas. Where,
you know.
Sie haben ja die erste Platte mit Barney aufgenommen. Barneycott, der schon Kasabian, die Arctic Monkeys oder Temper Trap unterstützt hat. That seems to be a nice producer to pick for a first album.
Mm, he was great. Very nice chap. He was an English chap. Very nice man, and he really understood the band and was able to help us create and capture the sound that we wanted to get for our first album. It was quite over the top, and he was up for doing some really cool stuff.
And he lives in the English countryside?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Does he have a big house with a great studio?
I don't know. I never saw his house, but his studio is in his dad's country house that's next to a horse riding school and it backs onto a forest.
That sounds inspiring for songs.
It was really good. Country walks and horse shows, and it was very random.
Do you know with which one you want to do the new album then? With him again, with Barney?
He's actually started mixing some of the recorded tracks already.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay, you trust this guy, obviously.
Yes, very much. We've worked with him quite a bit over the last couple of years in a couple of singles that we've done. The song you just heard, Rock and Roll Dandy, was mixed by him, not in the same session that we recorded the album. And what we're doing now is because we're living and rehearsing in Berlin, we've struck some friendships with some studios here in Berlin. So we're actually doing the recording work here in Berlin and then sending the files or the songs to Barney and
to the countryside.
To the countryside.
Sehr gut.
And that's where he mixes them there.
Also der neue Stoff von Mi wird hier in Berlin aufgenommen und dann wird's einfach rübergebeamt zu Barney in sein Country House, also in das Haus seines Vaters, was er da besitzt, wo die Pferde nebenan grasen, und dann wird das zusammengemixt. Das klingt doch gut. So Sleepwalker also had der Barney had his hands on Sleepwalker?
No, that was Andy Baldwin.
Andy.
Baldwin?
Andy Baldwin. Baldwin. Yeah. Andy Baldwin, I believe, is an Australian living in
America.
In America. But that was another friendship that our bass player struck up with this producer. I think they met at a festival in Australia.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll see if it's a good choice. Let's listen to Sleepwalker.
Let's do it.
Me bei Flux FM heute Abend live im Fluxbau. Da schreiben wir euch gleich auch noch gern auf die Gästeliste. Me aus, was soll ich eigentlich sagen, aus Berlin, also eigentlich aus Australien, dann London und jetzt endlich mal Berlin. Ein Jahr leben sie schon fast hier und das war ein ganz neues Stück von ihnen, Sleepwalker, in der Morning Show am Nachmittag. Josh und Luke sind immer noch bei uns zu Besuch. Sie haben sich ja in Lichtenberg eingenistet und sich da gemütlich gemacht und verbringen ihre Zeit zurzeit hier. Wie stehen sie eigentlich so auf Berlin und was gefällt ihnen an Berlin besonders gut? So, what do you like about Berlin the most, and where can we see you as a band drinking some nice drinks at night?
Hanging out. Everywhere. Spaties.
Yeah, in the park. Well, now that the warm weather's coming back, we really like...
We love
sitting in the park in the sun drinking beers, because you can't do that in Australia.
Well, you can.
You're not supposed
to.
But you're supposed to in Berlin.
Do you get a fine then when somebody sees you? Really?
Well, you don't.
Well,
I mean, have you ever had a fine?
My sister has.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Oh.
That's one good thing. There's other great things about Berlin, mostly drinking related.
Mostly drinking related.
No, it's such a creative and artistic city. And the people that we have sort of met have been that way inclined. And it's great because we have a space, like we were saying before, a rehearsal space, and we all live there and we can create continually. And the people that we are surrounding ourselves with seem to be like doing similar sort of things as well. And we lived in London for a bit and it didn't seem there was that much going on there. It was impossible to leave that kind of lifestyle. Melbourne's got a lot of that where we're from originally.
Yeah.
But so it kind of felt a little homely in that regard as well.
It is really similar to Melbourne. When friends come, they say, it feels like Melbourne, you know.
And since you're here, you invented sort of, you created...
A rock and roll circus.
A rock and roll circus.
That's the name that we went by.
A rock and roll circus im Urbart Spree in der Rivaler Straße. Einmal im Monat did there come several bands to play or was it just only you or other friends?
No, so we would play once a month and we would choose the bands that would play on the night.
Usually three bands,
DJs, and there would be lots of artists as well, visual artists that would be doing works in the space outside.
Life painting.
Yeah, painting, and then there was sometimes, I don't know, lots of different things. We had different performers, and we had drum troops on stage with us, and we had,
drum troops in the beer garden playing and walking up onto Warschau and, trying to bring people down. And
yeah,
it was. So you have to put this on again another
time. We
will,
definitely. Once it gets a little warmer, we'll start,
Yeah, it starts getting warmer right now. Start creating again.
Yeah, we've noticed. It's been great.
So Satisfactory Factory, we call it, and yeah.
So tonight you're going to play for us an exclusive concert in the Fluxbau und da kann man keine Karten verkaufen, sondern nur gewinnen. Und deswegen würde ich euch jetzt dann auch mal zum Telefon bitten, denn 030 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück, um diese tolle Band live zu erleben. Ganz exklusiv hier bei uns in Kreuzberg. Mi werden auch spielen. 030 2000 9000 und jetzt spielen sie auch gleich noch einen Song live für euch. So which song are we going to listen to right now?
Are we going to play a song called All Fall in a Line?
All fall in the line.
Fall in a line.
All fall in a line.
That's very good.
Okay, dann werden Josh und Luke jetzt zur Gitarre greifen und All fall in a line spielen und heute Abend dann im Fluxbau live. Me.
Okay.
All fall in a line. Take the wall and back again, but of everything. Lay down your arms. It won't help you try and see it.
All falling in line.
Take the wall and back again, for I can only find you there. Baby, so of everything. Lay down your arms. It won't help you try and see you. Lay down your arms. You just make a mess of everything. Lay down your arms. Lay down your arms. Again.